Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
There it is.
Most incredible, baby.
This one different.
Yeah. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Good dude. I know you love me like cook food, even though a nigga gotta move like a crook move. We was together on the block since free lunch. We should've been together having Four Seasons brunch. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather. So now we travel first class to change the forecast. Never in bunches, just me and you. I loved your point of view cause you held no punches. Still I left you for months on end. It's been months since I checked back in. We're somewhere in a small town, somewhere locking them all down. Wood grain, foreign change, armor all down. I can understand why you want a divorce now. Though I can't let you know it, pride won't let me show it. Pretend to be heroic, that's just one to grow it. But deep
spark
inside a nigga
paper,
so sick.
Sparking backwards.
I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta
pour
let the song
dirty
cry.
Water.
Can't see it coming down my eyes, so
take
I gotta
shot
make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. On repeat, the CD of Biggs, me and my bitch, watching Bonnie and Clyde pretending to be that shit. Empty gun in your hand, saying, "Let me see that clip." Shopping sprees, pull out your Visa quick. Nigga had a very bad credit. You helped me lease that whip. You helped me get the keys to that V.6.
What's going on out there? Shit is a little different this episode. We gonna get through this shit though, cause that's what the fuck we do. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Dave. We here. Episode 120. We ain't expected to come like this or nothing like that, but we're gonna first off and say rest in peace, Daytoria, which is my wife, who happened to pass. Took me a month to come in here and do this shit and speak on it a little bit. Not going to speak too much, just, you know. Shit is real. You know what I mean? Shit is real. Shit is different. School teacher, loving mother, loving wife. Left two kids behind. I'm going to hold it down. I got you, shorty. Don't worry about it. This is what we do. But I'm definitely going to motherfucking miss your crazy ass. Everybody said you the sweet one, but I knew you was crazy, but you was crazy for me. So, you know, this is, it's different. This shit hit my soul. I know I talk a lot of shit, but this one definitely hit my soul, man. Definitely hit my soul. Basically, Dirty Water Podcast, number one fan. Like, you know what I mean? Listen to every motherfucking episode.
Yeah.
Cool with everybody. Fucked with everybody. Always smiling. Always caring. But, I mean, it's just fucked up when, you know, you got two kids involved. when you got a 12-year-old and you got a 5-year-old, and I got to sit here and watch them grow up without a mother. You know, that's what hurts me the most about this whole entire situation. It's all the way fucked up. I'm not going to act like I ain't fucked up. Definitely fucked up, but you definitely got to roll with the punches out here. This podcast is probably going to be a little bit different. It's definitely going to be unfiltered. Shit, I fucked around. I don't even think I'm going back to work. You know what I mean? Like, my most care right now, my number one priority is these two kids and making sure they get their education like their mother would want them to have. You know, she was big on that. She was all on top of that shit. So I'm here for all that shit. I'm here for the challenge. They always say God ain't going to put nothing on you that you can't handle. So I'm going to handle this shit like a real one. And this is what the fuck I do. So rest in peace, Daytoria. I love you. I'm going to miss you forever. And I ain't even think it. I ain't even see this coming. Like, I'm going to miss you coming to the studio. Even when I hear crazy noises around the house now, I'm like, damn, that ain't her. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just, it's crazy right now, man. It's crazy. She fuck with y'all, Dave, Moses. Y'all know that, though. I don't even got to say that. She loves y'all.
Of course, man.
You know what I mean?
Cool. Cool, very funny.
I'm going to miss your corny-ass jokes. I'm going to miss you laughing at mine. Like, all that type of shit. Like, all that type of, all that, you know what I mean? Like, we really loved each other. We had our ups, and we was up. I mean, and we had our downs, and we was down. But, you know, that just come with the marriage. That's just what it is. That was my partner, and we was holding shit down. We was running shit. So I'm definitely going to miss that woman. Definitely, man. So like I said, spark your backwood, your fucking, your raw papers, pour up your dirty water, whatever, take your shot. We're going to do a moment of silence for real quick. All right. I'm gonna miss you, beautiful.
Rest in peace, cousin.
Rest in peace.
I ain't even gonna lie. I wanted to play. Hold on, let me play this other song that I know she fucked with.
Okay. Let it fly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I gotta play this shit, man. Y'all niggas talk or something. Y'all just looking at me and shit. I hate when y'all do that shit.
All I need in this life is sin.
Shit.
Fuck is my shit? It's tough out here. Whenever I see your daughter, I see her. It's tough. Tough for everybody, but you know what I mean? We're gonna keep this ball rolling for niggas out here. For you. For the kids.
Appreciate you, Dave. You already know Moses.
I'm off this Red Bull. I got a head full. A nigga stressed out. Let's get this band full. Sexual healing. So appealing. You a bad bitch. I'm a real nigga. Tell me that you love me. I tell you the same. That's a fucking shame. We both running game. I just want your pleasure. You just want my pain. I just want you all for me and you just want the same. Let's take a flight. Let's live this life. Let's get a hotel and both spend the night. I'm a busy nigga. You a busy girl. It's a fast life we living in this busy world. We in my fast car. You ain't no fast bro. Got your heart broke. He did your ass wrong. That's your dad gone. Let me be your daddy.
Rest in peace, Nip.
I wanna see you happy. We both come from broken families. You can tell the truth. I'ma tell it too. We gon' smoke this weed until they kick us out the room. Like, fuck it, that's life. Fuck it tonight. We fucking right. You fucking right. I ain't gon' lie to you. I know I'm fly to you. Nah, fuck that, girl. I'm the sky to you. Ocean in the clouds. Birds and the bees. Your friends proud when they know that you fucking with me.
Rest in peace, Daytoria.
Rest in peace, you know.
So, guys, God damn, it's been a minute since we've been this motherfucker here. What's going on, man? Don't ask me about my mental health.
Yeah.
You already know. But I'm here. I love y'all. Definitely. I love y'all. And I appreciate everybody reaching out to me, you know, with the condolences and shit like that, too. You know, I just ain't really been wanting to talk to nobody. I ain't even gonna lie. So what you guys want to talk about, man? What's going on out here, man? What's up? I'm an Uber Eats nigga now.
I just want to say, when I do my podcast, I don't want nobody mocking me. You know what I'm saying? Anybody mock me? Anybody mock me? I'm telling you.
Are you going straight to that?
I'm throwing water at you.
You going straight to that?
I'm throwing the whole cold water at you.
You going straight to that?
He was thirsty.
You going to run afterwards?
Yeah, he ran. That's what we do. You throw stuff, and you go in the back, and you have your nigga to push you forward.
Tell the audience what the fuck you are talking about, bro. Tell the audience what you're talking about.
Bone Thugs and 36 Mafia performance. And Juicy say, like, fuck that shit, nigga. Pussy ass nigga. Tear the club up, nigga. Tear the club up.
I don't even really know the Bones like individually names. Like, so which one was that going crazy?
I think it's Busy Bones.
Yeah, I think that was
Busy. He was getting busy, huh?
Yeah. Busy Bones always loco.
He didn't like that they was mocking him.
Yeah, I guess they was
while he's performing,
there.
Huh?
Yeah, they was over there doing like that's what.
And through the mic.
Yeah, but they wasn't, you know,
it disrespecting.
Disrespecting them, like, talking through it. I feel like they was talking through it. Yeah, it's disrespectful. Like, get the fuck out of here with that whack. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, now what we doing? But, like, they was just dancing over there. Think Gangsta Boo and DJ Paul were dancing over there. And nigga got mad.
They can't dance?
Yo, Gangsta Boo was talking shit.
They can't.
What the fuck wrong with that nigga taking his pills?
They was just...
That's fucked up.
Y'all don't even need that nigga.
Fucking up y'all money.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, no, but it did look like.
I mean, no, hold up. Y'all niggas do cane. Half on the set. You know what I'm saying? What we doing here? How you gonna tell somebody else? Y'all, they need to stop. Y'all niggas burnt niggas.
I did
I'm
forget.
White.
I did forget that 3-6
white.
I did forget that 3-6 was promoting of doing coke. Yeah. So how can they say that about
he needs medicine?
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Well, you know everybody else guns? Is in pocket. You say what you want.
You know what I'm saying? They got shooters.
It was only one nigga out of pocket, whether they do what they do or not.
I did like how nobody backed down, though. Everybody's ready to tussle.
Oh, I mean.
You know what I mean? I did respect
everybody
that.
Everybody was about
I respected that.
It was just funny, though. That nigga ran to the back. I guess you ran to the bed and be like, yo, I'm gonna make sure my niggas around. Anybody jump me. So, I don't know. We ran to the back, but the other thing is, nigga pushed him.
Nah, right, get up there.
Get up there. Nah, you hard. Nah. I'm tired of this shit.
Nigga Juicy J turned New York from niggas.
Yo.
To niggas.
Don't let it get dick. To, yo. Don't let it. Niggas gotta gram you and catch your body.
I thought the fucking.
Damn.
I thought it was uneven versus in the first place. Like, neither one of them music match up. Mm. I don't even know why that shit, they was going back and forth. But I read somewhere where they had a history of long beef that I didn't know nothing about from the past.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't know that neither,
but I seen that over my in the head, past, you know, as it was coming out, as far as, like, you know, Midwest thing, you know what I mean? They had, like, for some reason, they was running to not liking each other.
I don't see why.
Hey, listen, man, what you
both
want me to do?
Different. I'm just saying, it was a different kind of vibe. You
they didn't, like, neither one of them didn't look different. They all look gangster.
No, I'm not saying that.
Shit.
I was just going to hits by hits, and 3-6 Mafia bringing out them hits.
Nah, 3-6 Mafia they bringing out like, them joints.
They were bringing out shit. That crunk, man. I was like, what? Like, come on, classic hits. Don't get it wrong. Bones had it, but I'm just saying. It's only a few they can get crunk with.
So you had 3-6 winning?
3-6 win.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't, yeah, they, man. They was bodying them, like.
But they, it was a good show, though. You know, they had a couple guests.
Then you got emotional. So you lost when you got emotional. You got emotional. You lost.
You do have to control your emotions.
You got emotional. Like, you should have, you know what I'm saying, did it with a record. Okay, y'all mock and mock this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do something different, bro.
Like, and that was early, too. That was, like, four songs in.
Yeah, like, two. Come on. Like.
But it was cool.
It's all in the hype. It's going to happen. But I'm just saying, like.
I'm glad it didn't fuck up the whole show, though. Like, yeah, it was able to calm everything down and, you know, let's get back to it and do what we're here to do.
A little 5-10 minute break. Right. It was back to it. They had guests come out, A-Ball, MJG.
Mm. Yeah, that was fire.
Fucking Chameleon there.
Fire.
Flipper.
Lil Flip, fire.
Lil Flip.
Yeah, Lil Flip Young had
Buck.
To
lean. Buck, yeah, fire. It was dope.
Lil John.
It was dope. It was a dope event. I'm glad I saw it.
Project Pat, of course.
Well, you know Project Pat was coming.
Pity Pablo.
Nah, Pete.
Shut up, stupid. What the fuck is he talking about, man? He wore North Carolina up there so bad.
Little
man.
Bootsy was on.
Mm-hmm. Nah, Bootsy went out there. Bootsy went out there. Oh, man. The fuck else is going on? Oh, did I tell y'all how the scammers tried to... Well, the scammers got me? I'm sorry.
What happened?
I was riding around minding my business. No, actually, I was going to get some food. And I got like a text message saying, card such and such... get online and put in this PIN code for you to accept these charges. And I looked at it, and I was like, whatever. Mm. I'm not worried about that. What are they talking about, right? So then I get another text message saying, oh, you made a purchase for such and such off card, such and such. Mm. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is going on? So I went and checked my email. I had two purchases on my credit card. I'm talking about my credit card is in my pocket. So I guess they done scanned it or some shit, did some bullshit, had some shit going on in Texas. The funnier thing is I was late on my bill, so that's why this shit was getting declined. So they was out there charging shit, but shit was getting declined.
You stupid. What, what was they trying to buy? You know, just,
I don't even know what they was trying to buy. Yo, one charge was like $798. Oh, they was trying to finesse me for real.
They tried it.
You know what I mean? But it was like, yeah, I ain't paid that card in like 2 months, so it's going to get declined regardless.
We in a pandemic, you heard.
Huh?
So, yeah, we in a pandemic.
Yeah, it's fucked up out here. You know what I mean? It's fucked up out here. So, sorry I got the broke one, scammers. You know what I mean? Y'all caught up with the broke one out here trying to swipe me.
Nice try, though.
Fucking suckers. But shout out to the scammers, because I really don't be mad at y'all, because I know the bank's going to give me my money back anyway.
All right. Yeah, cut us in or cut it out, man. Fuck out of here.
What's going on? What
cut us in or cut it out.
What you mean? I'm by the bank.
Yo, so I'm an Uber Eats nigga now. Since I left my job. That's what I'm doing now. Swerving. Handing your food. I'm out. But the shit is weird right now because since I've been at home chilling, I ain't really been wanting to leave out and go get food and shit. So I Uber Eats shit to the crib, right? Mm. So I ordered some shit from Jersey Mike's. And the person that, the picture and everything that they gave me was some, like, older black lady pulling up in, like, a red Hyundai Sonata, some shit like that. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. You know what I mean? Whatever, right? Cool. Burgundy Pontiac G6 pulls up. Older white guy with his hair slicked to the side and to the back and shit hands me my fucking sandwich at the crib. Y'all looking at me like, y'all don't see nothing wrong with that shit? Like, yeah, what the this nigga said, like, yo, this is...
So what, when they give you the notification, when you first ordered it or when it... Say,
when they pick it up.
Yeah.
When they pick up your food, they'll be like, this person, such and such, this is their name or whatever, and it's like, oh, they're taking
should
care
of you. Should have asked them. Yo, where Bertha at, yo? The fuck is you? She in the car?
It was a girl and a dude showed up.
Yeah, a white dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ask him what his name. Yo, what's your name, dog?
Yeah, like he didn't even want to say nothing to me. I was just like, yo, thank you. He's like, He was like getting up out of there. I'm like, yo, what kind of scamming shit you doing?
Hey, probably this girl probably doing other jobs. You like, get your ass something, do this
under
shit.
His account type shit. He working under her account.
Or maybe he just got multiple accounts under different. And he picking up like 5-10 orders at one time.
No, I don't know about that. I think that's scary. You can't have a multiple. Don't have an account with another a black lady's face on it. That's not.
And you pull up, you white with gray hair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, who are you, dude? Like, yo,
should have kicked his ass in the hip. Get your ass out of here, nigga.
Nah, you already paid him. Why would I do that?
Because he was rude, nigga. You paid him already. That means you could kick him. You know what I mean?
The fucked up thing is I already put the tip in. So when I went back, I thought I could take the tip back. Nah.
How can you take the
tip? No, because it asks you, mm-hmm. if you want to, like, okay, confirm the tip, I thought. So I'm thinking, oh, nah, I don't even want to confirm any shit. No, but it's really saying, do you want to add more to what the fuck you already said? And I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah, I was going to untip that.
He's an imposter.
That nigga dropped it off with an attitude.
I didn't like
is this my fool, nigga?
I did not like his fucking attitude.
Yeah, is this my fool?
Shit, says something. Where the fuck is Claudine at?
I need a piece of your sandwich.
This is not Claudine.
This is my, yo, shut up, Moses. This nigga did not eat a piece of my sandwich.
You should get hit, right.
Turkey.
Do they be doing that? You think they be doing shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they be your
man,
shit.
That's some nasty niggas out there. You gonna see when you gonna get hungry on a roll one day?
You gonna get 10 nuggets.
Get, yo, you gonna see. You nuggets. Gonna get. Yo, fuck out of here.
Niggas gonna be. That shit kinda light.
Yo.
Nah, I just,
yo, hold on, Moses. This nigga Dave said, you gonna see. You gonna get hungry on the road
one day. Somebody got to see. You gonna pick up some Chick-fil-A? Oh, they gonna have some waffle fries.
I am not gonna be the Uber guy.
Picking through your food.
That's fucking disgusting, yo. That's disgusting, man. I can't do no shit like that.
You got ketchup all in.
Yeah. I'm trying to live my life a little right now, so sure I don't got time for that.
Hey, man, this bag wet, man, for the ketchup.
I'm sure, man. This nigga leave the ketchup packet in the bag.
Oh, man, when the ketchup packet bust. It's crazy.
Oh, this is what I wanted to ask y'all. Why does the McRib still exist? Who the fuck is it still? Who the fuck eats that shit?
Whose ribs are they? Listen, somebody, it's a bargain for like somebody buying pack. It, man. Somebody buying it.
I don't
it,
understand how it. I'm still seeing a fucking commercial for this shit. Talking about the McRib is back. Who the fuck asked for it?
It still look like a sponge.
You eat that shit, don't you,
like
Moses?
A barbecue sponge.
There you go.
You high enough eating, man.
They got a bone shape with no bone.
With no bone in that shit. What kind of shit
four
is that?
Four bones in there.
Listen.
They took the bones out, so it just stayed in.
I don't know what it... I imagine the McRib was a lot better back in the day, just because I think fast food was a lot better. It was a little bit less processed.
Nah, it's all the same, Dave. I think we just know what it is now.
Nah, nowadays it's more people in the world, and so they got to pump more food out.
So you think they cheap? They dumbing down the already processed fast food?
Yeah, from back then. From back in the day.
It's cheaper now. Like,
damn.
It's
20
different.
Years ago, food was it tastes better.
But look, we're taxing it, though. But they add more money to it.
You got to pay for the...
I don't want to pay for that shit. That's why I don't eat that shit. I can't eat that McDonald's. I don't eat none of that shit.
Nah, eat it. Man. It's good for you.
Niggas is out here eating McRibs, man.
What's wrong with it?
I can't believe that shit is still for sale. I can't believe there's a market for it.
As soon as you eat it, gain weight. It's good for gaining weight.
Good for gaining... Oh, yeah, I bet.
You eat that, you gain weight. You might have the gout.
What? You know what? We should do the McRib challenge on the podcast.
What the fuck is that?
We go buy some. We go taste.
Fall out.
Nah, we can taste.
I'm not eating that shit.
I'll buy three McRibs.
Yo, I'm not eating it.
And we try it right here.
Nah, I'm cool.
He gonna be the first one.
That shit gonna run straight through me.
Listen,
I can't do it.
It's gonna do everybody bad.
I can't do it.
Huh?
It might do everybody bad. It might be good for you, though.
It's
not going to work for him because he's not used to eating. Me and you
don't
want to
do the McRib challenge?
Nah, we do. I'm just saying, listen.
Bro, you already
it's
know.
It's going to be easy for us. For him.
Bro, you already know. I don't even eat
be
pork.
Sweating. He got to have pork.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So then now you want me to eat fake pork?
Yeah.
No, nigga.
It ain't pork.
No. That makes it's no got, fucking sense.
You ate Skittles. It's got pork in it.
I don't eat Skittles.
You eat Skittles.
Stupid. What are you talking about? I don't
the
eat
colors
none
of
that of shit.
The rainbow.
The colors of the fucking rainbow, man. Stay away from the McRib, man.
Sour.
That's all I'm saying out here. Stay the fuck away from a piece of meat that's shaped like a bone that doesn't have a bone in it.
I got you some annihilators, you fat fuck. Huh? You ate all my shit, actually. Huh?
McGristle. Eat that McGristle.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
You said what? What's wrong with that?
Eating the rib.
That shit look like a barbecue. Really
a it's like a sponge, a barbecue sponge.
And then they put sauce on it trying to give it flavor? Come on.
You know the sponge you've been cleaning up all day with?
It looked like a barbecue magic eraser.
But anyway, he's like, I really don't want it there, man.
Shit is disgusting, man.
Y'all clean my bathroom with the whole
whole
patty.
I was scrubbing the tub.
I took the bread and did the mirrors.
I was scrubbing the tub with the McRib patty. That's crazy, yo.
They got to clean this bathroom in. Look
at
it.
Crazy, man. That's fucking crazy. Oh, rest in peace, Dolph.
A little pad.
Yo, rest in peace, Dolph, man.
Rest in peace, Dolph, man.
It's crazy.
Can't even go get cookies in the hood real quick, man. It's unfortunate. Like, I don't understand.
Like, we always say, like, you love your hood. You try so love to your hood, but some niggas in your hood don't love you.
That's tragic, man. I ain't like the way they did my nigga. That's fucked up. I ain't fuck with him like fuck with his music like that, but I ain't like the way they did
my nigga. Some hits like though.
Yeah, he did. He had some shit. He had some shit.
Dave, will you let me put you on some Dolph music now?
I'm good now. I find it when it.
He listens to it. He listens to it sometimes. I'm playing like some shit, but I understand some stuff. I ain't listening.
Anytime Dave come to my house for now, I'm just playing Dolph shit. I don't care.
Like, don't get it wrong. Key, his artist Key Glock and all them is hard, but I just listen to Dolph. You know what I'm saying?
I fuck with Dolph. Disrespect. I fuck with Dolph. Rest in peace, Marco. Like I said before, he put me on Dolph. Can't even get no cookies, man. You know, Dolph had a sweet tooth. Like,
I had Her Young Dolph one time, and I thought it was 2 Chainz. That's what really I was like. This don't sound like 2 Chainz. This nigga like sound different.
Hell no.
So that's what got me hooked on to him. And ever since then, I've been listening to him.
Yeah, I heard they buried him in a gold casket. That's official.
That's crazy.
Shit was fire.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was fire. Did you guys see that DMX documentary? It's new on HBO Max?
No.
Man.
Got it.
It was like a documentary where they was filming him like a year prior, right when he got out of jail that last time in 2020. Mm. And, you know, followed him around, you know. And being with his kids and stuff, him, you know, doing things, running around, handling business and stuff like that, trying to get stuff in order. But it's really dope, man. It's really dope. I suggest everyone go see that if you fuck with DMX, like I fuck with DMX.
Did you get to see him in the studio?
Did they interview people and stuff like that, or was it just him?
Yeah, they had a couple of people on there.
Did they get
his wife and stuff? His wife was in there. His oldest son was in there. I mean, his wife and his ex-wife.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was dope. You know, he was running around, going to the hood in Yonkers, you know, shit like that. Like, shit was fire, man. Shit was fire, man. Rest in peace, DMX. Like, it's like, yo, what the fuck is going on, man? We losing a lot of people, man.
Did he go to the studio?
Yes.
He was hyped?
Yes.
Was he growling?
No.
Dogs in there?
No.
He kept grabbing his neck.
Nigga, stop asking me. Go watch it. How about that? Go watch
the neck.
Go watch this shit, bro.
Kept grabbing his chain. About to break his Cuban link.
Yeah, dog chain.
The nigga definitely had a dog chain.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to CJ. CJ be doing his fucking thing on this shit with us, yo. But
CJ, what up?
This is his topic right here, though. No, this is his topic. I'm throwing him under the bus. Fuck CJ real quick. You know what I mean? Would you fuck your boss?
No. I'm just gonna get straight to the point.
You fuck about you no said fantasy, that fast.
None of that shit, no. That shit gonna cause problems.
Yeah, it depends how important the job is.
Nah, if you about to leave that job, you don't give a fuck, yeah.
Right. But yeah, it's always, it's tough dealing with anybody from work.
Anybody but the boss?
Yeah.
But she bad though, Dave.
I mean, listen.
And she want you.
And she want me.
I'm just saying.
There's plenty of other baddies out
there. It happens.
Yeah, I guess.
It happens.
Like I said, it depends how important that job is. If you know what I mean? If I know I can get another job, I might go for it.
Nigga, the way that it is right now, you can get another job.
Right.
Like, these jobs is everywhere. Yeah, nigga, I seen Taco Bell, nigga, talking about $18 an hour. I was like, what?
That's crazy. The
fuck is going on out here? But anyway, as far as fucking the boss, I'ma say no. But I don't know what kind of perks am I getting. Like, what am I going to be able to get away with at the job? You know what I mean? Because that shit got perks.
You see what I'm saying? You trying to do extra. And I ain't
well, see, that is being extra. That is being extra. You right. What's up, Dave?
Let me ask this question.
Oh, shit. This is where it's about to get tricky. Look at Dave.
Pause. What you worth, nigga? What you talking about? It depends on what you working with. How you, you know what I mean?
This nigga said, what you worth? Pause. Yeah.
You gotta sling it. If you ain't slinging it.
He falls asleep talking about what's the perks.
You know what I mean? You gotta sling it. I want some motherfucking vacation time. Right. An extra week. And you better get ready for rap.
Shut your ass up.
You ain't getting shit.
I'll fire your ass.
I need 8 15-minute breaks.
8 15-minute breaks.
I want a raise, and I want a white Cadillac.
You damn right I want a raise.
With the white,
what the fuck you talking about?
With the white
about?
Wall rims. I want a lock on the phone tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Yo. What you think? You think you worth an extra two weeks of a vacation or what?
Definitely.
We ain't worth no.
Definitely. Definitely.
I'm gonna be like, get off me. You don't know how to suck dick no way.
That's gonna be your last day, nigga.
Well, at least I still be able to find another job.
Now check that out. What if you smash your boss and it's trash?
Oh shit!
I want you to keep smashing,
right?
Oh, and you going to work every morning,
shit. But the perks is fire. Mm. What you gonna do?
Nah, you gonna be crying?
Nah, I mean, you call out, it's all good. She's paying you on your day offs and shit. Call out, she's still paying you.
But what's trash?
Nah,
though?
You gonna be crying?
Mm-hmm. What's trash? Though?
Whatever you consider trash, dog. I ain't gonna get into the specifics.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Shorty, we're not gonna be crying.
I was gonna be crying.
Shout out to the women out there.
Because they're gonna be like, homeless.
We know what we think trash is.
Gotcha.
And they know what they think trash is.
Yeah, let's go. Because
I've given some trash out. Actually, we're gonna keep it 100. Let's do it. I've given plenty of trash out.
Why'd you get trash out though?
Listen, sometimes you just gotta get over. You know what I mean? Just
to push him away?
There's lots of ways to push him away. That's one of them.
It could just be a bad night.
That's one of them.
Push him away.
It could be a bad night. Yeah. Trash.
Trash.
You know what I mean?
Trash.
It could be drunk. Trash. Drunk.
That'll do it. That drunk shit to do it.
Trash.
Drunk will do it.
Drunk will do
not
it.
Not every time.
The vibe could be wrong.
Nah, I'm talking about that drunk.
You know what I mean?
She could be drunk.
No, we're talking about us.
Mm. Still can do something when you drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been too drunk before.
Now, if you too drunk, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like.
Yeah. The vibe could be wrong, and y'all could still be in the moment, so you're trying to get it over with.
You just might not like
trash.
Trash.
You know what I mean? you already in it. You might as well either fake it or keep it moving. But I'm not faking anything.
So if you fuck the boss and it's trash, you still fucking because of Perks of Fire, or you just gonna give it up? Mm-hmm. I'm either give it up. I ain't gonna lie.
Cause you don't know, man. She
it's a whole nother crazy coming.
She might have got a Chewbacca down there and shit. You gotta deal with it.
You said what?
She might have a Chewbacca down there. You gotta deal with it. Fucking fro. Bitch got fucking afro picking it. You gotta comb it and fuck it.
What? Mm-hmm. Part of
it. Yeah. What the fuck is this?
I don't know if I'm ready to do it. Lick it. Oh, it's getting so stuck to my beard.
What if it's like Boomerang? Mm. You know what I mean? And it's like that old shorty, Miss Eloise, nigga. What if Miss Eloise pull up on you?
She got that big old clitoris. Like,
what the fuck is this?
Yo.
Look like she hitchhiking.
Yeah. Yo, get away.
Is that a thumb?
Get away.
Can you move your thumb?
Just minding my business.
Move my hands right here.
Oh my
God. That's sick.
So I guess nobody's fucking the boss. Got it. Okay. Cool.
What kind of cream is this that you beat on me?
Oh, Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson. Allegedly, he offered a baby mama that's about to have a child of his $75,000 to get an abortion.
Man. She told the nigga beat it and put the text message out.
I mean, he's an NBA player. He plays for the Sacramento Kings.
You got the message?
No, that's not. I didn't see no message.
Yeah, I think it's a message.
There's a message out there? Find it real quick, Dave. But
you gotta read it.
You read it, nigga. I can't read today. Shit. I can't read today.
Don't even worry about it.
I can't.
Mm-hmm. This nigga said something. We paraphrase him.
Well, what she say? Can you kind of like?
He was like, "Listen." He was like, "He retired." Is he retired?
Nah, he's playing right now. He's active.
He said he retiring soon. And she ain't getting no bread. She ain't getting as much as she thinks she gonna get. He said, you either take this $75,000or get paid the child support, and your son ain't gonna have a father. He not gonna be in his life. He gonna get straight child support and nothing else. That's pretty much what he's gonna say. He said either that or you take. He was like, this $75,000 is gonna be more. You gonna get in child support because I'm about to retire, bitch.
And his son gonna
he's not gonna be a father.
Right, that's what he said. Yep.
Take this money and I'm
out. Oh, this nigga ain't shit.
Yeah, this nigga, he on some slime.
This nigga ain't shit.
I think he probably was trying to scare her. Like, yo, do
it. Get the fuck out of here. You don't say shit like that.
Yeah, you can't.
That's too much. Come on.
Listen.
Nigga, you know what you did. Come on, man. Nigga, you know what you did, man. Like, yo, it is what it is. You got to handle that.
So that's messed up.
That's your baby mother now, you know what I mean?
So is that messed up, like?
Him saying, yo, take this bread or what? Oh, I'm not going to be a father? Yeah, it's fucked up. What are you talking about? What you got to say to that, Moses? Come on.
And that text message ain't going to be good in court either.
At all. At all.
You should have told her that. Face to face, or don't tell her that at all.
I think he just didn't give a fuck, or just trying to see what hit at.
Yeah, I'm sure that was, but it backfired, my nigga.
But the lawyer can say that though.
Nah, that's not gonna be in his favor. They don't give a fuck about that.
They don't really care. They just want the money anyway.
Right.
It's just money for them. The lawyers in court, they just want the money. They really don't give a fuck about both of them. Honestly.
Well, what I'm saying, yeah, they don't care, but. It's, they always gonna side with the women most, you know, nine times out of ten.
Of course, they're gonna get some of that bread, but like you said, he might be right. Like, you're not gonna get what you think. So, this right here is probably the best.
I'm sure he was offering her $75,000. He said, I don't know if it was to get an abortion or what. Yeah, it probably was. But I'm sure child support, she's gonna end up getting more than $75,000 in child support, that's for sure. But he tried it, though.
I ain't mad at him. No, I'm mad at him. I'm mad at him for the father
shit. Is it his, though?
I'm sure of that.
Dave, shut the fuck up. What do you mean you sure it is?
That's what I'm like. You might talk like, I ain't believe shit. You see what I'm saying? If he didn't believe, he just like.
Yeah, if he didn't think it was his,
he wouldn't offer
that message. Yeah.
He wouldn't even offer it if he didn't feel like it was
his. He knew he was swimming naked in there, skinny dipping. Nigga knew what he was doing.
He liked it. Happens.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens. So take care of that.
Cacon.
What the fuck?
She did that cacon. See? You got trapped.
That's crazy.
Ain't
man.
Nothing like skinny.
Cacon.
Ain't nothing skinny like skinny.
You know what I mean? Let me see. But you gotta.
I gotta go to practice.
Choose what you wanna do.
I gotta go to practice.
Right. Mm hmm.
Yo, so I got this topic. I wanted to ask y'all, name a city or a state or whatever you feel like you're never going to.
That's your father.
I'll start. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mississippi. Alabama.
They're from Mississippi, too.
I don't plan on ever going to them type of states. Ever.
You don't feel like running into them good old boys? Man?
At all. I'm talking about shout out to the niggas down there. You know what I'm saying? Much respect. I love y'all. But the way this racism thing is set up here in North Carolina, nigga, I can only imagine that shit down there. So that's what I'm saying. Like, what's so where you like? You just know you ain't never going. Like, I'm sitting here saying that and watch it be some shit where I gotta go to Mississippi, Alabama, or some shit.
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's a good question, though.
That you never gonna go to, though.
I ain't really got too many places.
Any one of the Dakotas. What the fuck?
Any one of the Dakotas?
Any one of them Dakotas, you know what I mean?
Not north, not south.
Like, what's in the Dakota? Nothing.
Snow.
Shout out to the Dakotas.
Shout out to the Dakotas.
But ain't nothing there. You know what I mean?
Oh man. You got one, Moses? You think you somewhere you think? I don't know. I don't think you going nowhere because you won't even get on a fucking plane.
I don't think I'm gonna have a problem. I don't know. Part of Mississippi. I've been there, but I ain't never going back.
Lumberton.
Right there.
This nigga's stupid. This
nigga said Lumberton, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Been out of Mississippi, though. I ain't going back, though.
I'm with Dave.
That shit racist for real. Them motherfuckers right around.
I'm with Dave on the Dakotas and that Idaho, all that type of shit. I don't think I'll ever be in Wisconsin.
Right.
Shout out my man, Agent K. Agent K from Wisconsin.
Agent K, what up, man?
What's up, man?
You already know. I'm gonna see if I can get him to come through here and fuck with us on the episode again like he did. Yeah, there's a few of those places I'm just, you know, like, y'all just not going to see Lexington, man. It's cool. It's cool. It's like, for real, man. What else I have on my fucking list here? Oh, so you guys heard about the school shooting up there in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
With the 15-year-old boy.
Prayers go out to victims' families.
Definitely. Yeah. Prayers.
That's crazy.
Shit's wild. The parents are being charged for involuntary manslaughter behind this.
Yeah. Heard they was plugging the fuck out.
Yeah, I seen on the news that they start the law, they charging the parents. Because they seem to have the shit locked up.
Right. Now they actually brought him the gun, I believe, right?
I didn't get to really see the whole story. I think they
actually got him the gun. They knew he had
it. No, I think they say he got it out of the drawer. It was in the drawer.
They knew they got it. They knew.
They know, right, Dave? You know how they do, right?
Yeah, they knew.
So, my question was, should the parents be?
All that.
I mean, I was just asking before, as a parent, and I have guns in my house or whatever, and I'm raising a teenage boy now. Like, you know, he's going to be 13 next week. Shout out my son. He's funny. Oh, and Dave, you come to do paintballs with us? Come and fuck you up. I'm telling you. I'm shooting your ass up.
Yeah, I'm doing, man.
You know what I mean? All right, bet. Shooting paintballs at each other. Son's birthday. So.
It's over with for you.
Shut the fuck up. So, my son goes in there and grabs a gun, takes it to school, shoots it up. I should be charged for that?
Well, you some. I think it's situational, of course, but you got to have some type of responsibility for it, especially if your gun is not locked up.
The lighter.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean, it's loaded and stuff, and it's in a area where he can get to it. So yeah, you something needs to happen to the parents for sure.
To be honest with you, Dave, I'm going to have to agree with you. Mm-hmm. I would think that I should have to take on that type of responsibility, that my son shouldn't be able to get to that gun and do whatever the fuck he want with it, mm-hmm, as a teenager. And also, as far as parents, we should be talking to our, if we have guns, we should be talking to our kids about, yo, we have these guns and this is what they are for, and try to explain to them so they understand what's going on with guns.
Now, if it's not your gun, then, you know.
Then the parents shouldn't be charged.
Right. I don't
like, if the teen went out there and just, if my son went out there and his friend gave him a gun or whatever, right, and he does that shit, then no, I shouldn't be charged for
no,
that
I don't
shit.
Think nobody should be charged, especially if it's not your gun. But I think everybody agree on the rules of safe. You need to tell them safety gun is safety. Guns. Yep. Yeah.
Right. So, that conversation needs to be had.
Like, you shouldn't even touch this unless somebody trying to come at your mom's, because you know what I'm saying, you never know, or somebody in the house, whatever happens, but don't touch this. It's not for you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This ain't no fun toy. This ain't no water gun, you know, and tell them the situation that what's really going on, because now the parents are getting charged for it. So
right,
you need to let the kid know. And I think the kid will be like, no, I ain't want my dad to go down. So
no, kid should be thinking about
yeah, but at the same time, I'm gonna have to lock
he
up.
Pissed
he's
off.
Not gonna know about the key. I got the key 24/7. You see what I'm saying? And then I'm not gonna show where but I put it at.
It depends, you know. Depends on you know your neighborhood, and like you said, if you say father's a truck driving, his son and his mother around, so he actually knows where the gun is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why I say you have to have that talk with him. So yeah, that's the only time, like, it's permission to me, like, to use it. Like,
monitor your kids, man. At the end of the day, if you know your kid is a little off,
yeah,
then hide your guns, dog.
Yeah, now, if you know, like, your kids just want to, yeah, put that shit up. You ain't about to touch.
And get them some help.
Yeah. Defend yourself if this bad or something.
I agree with everything you guys are saying, honestly. Honestly. It's just fucked up that these kids, these teens, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old, feel like they need to get a gun and go shoot somebody.
Man, it's crazy. I mean, look how many cases and, you know, shit done happened because of this.
But it's so crazy because then I'll sit here and think back on when I was 15, 16, 17, and we was playing with guns too. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I see it, I get it, but they letting it off.
Yeah.
Like, they letting it off. They going to the school, like, yo, I guess I can't catch them outside of school, so I gotta catch them at school type shit. That type of shit is going on. Like,
yeah, and I think it's, it got more so to do with the fact that everybody is just desensitized to death. You know what I mean? It's happening. It's shown on TV a lot. Broadcasted everywhere.
It's in music. It's like you say, on TV, right?
You know what I mean?
YouTube,
all that shit. So you know, unfortunately, so for some kids, they see it a lot, and then they just think it's easy to take a life without no consequences, and or don't care about the consequences. Don't think about them, and it's, you know, their life is taken due to those actions, and they take somebody else's life. It's fucked up.
It's scary for me as a parent, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even lie. Scary as hell out here. So all I can say is, yo, everybody stay safe out here, man. Honestly, it's real out here. It's fucked up out here. Everybody going through something, mind your fucking business. Leave people alone. Take care of your business. What y'all got? Y'all got anything on this shit, man?
Use a condom.
Please.
Wrap up.
please use a condom.
It's crazy, man.
That's wild, man. That's, like, it's really the wild, wild west out this motherfucker. Every man for himself. Nobody gives a fuck about nobody's feelings. Nobody cares.
It's getting wild.
Like, nobody gives a fuck,
man. The baby going crazy.
Nobody gives a fuck, man.
Wear a mask.
You gotta do that anyway.
Get the shot. Get the shot.
Get vaccinated if you want to.
Get the booster. Boost it up.
Yeah, that's crazy. Don't get the booster. How about that?
Boost your life. Why is there a booster?
They gonna try to give a booster so every 8 months, man. I think they talking about the shot last 8 months. What's up? Then you gotta get a booster. Another 8 months. Get another one.
They shooting you up like animals. Shooting you up like animals.
It's fucking me up though, because I want to go to New York, but I know I can't go to New York unless I'm vaccinated.
Yeah. Honestly. Not have a good time. You can't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, niggas want to move around. Like,
like, get the shot, man.
Motherfuckers, man.
Yeah. It should be all right now, though.
Huh?
I said this shot should be all right now.
You think so?
I think it should be better than what it was.
You gonna get it?
I probably will.
I'll get it when you get it.
I'll let you know when
I'm lying.
I'll let you know when I get
I'm lying. Oh. But still let me know.
I'll let you know. Your ass gonna be stuck in Fayetteville forever, nigga.
That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. Really? I'm not gonna be stuck in Fayetteville forever.
You know what I'm saying? With no vaccination card. Man, you can't go nowhere, son. Oh, matter of fact, you Uber Eats. You can pick your own dinner up. Mm-hmm. Fucking idiot. Let me get the shot. Yo, that's sick. You pick your own food turkey up when sandwich. You Uber Eats? That's crazy.
Turkey sandwich.
Nigga, give yourself a big rate in the shit.
I should get my shit for free. The fuck?
I mean, yeah, you're going to be paying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to give yourself a good rating every time. Like, yeah, every time I come here, every time I call this man, he get it. Yeah, I mean, get a good start, get your rating up. You're good.
Tip yourself.
Yeah, I mean, right, tip 20%. Yourself. 20%. Mm-hmm. I did a good job. You know what?
You see how pork turkey sandwich?
Nigga said tip yourself. That's crazy.
And this time you can drive and eat while you take it back.
Drive and eat.
Delivered right. It's for me.
Fuck y'all, man.
You ain't my fries. Get your fries. I don't know.
I had a fry.
I can't trust Uber Eats. I'll be scared niggas gonna eat my food, I promise you.
Yeah, you gotta trust people with your food, man. You already trusted people to cook it. Now you trusting a stranger to pick it up and bring it to you.
Yeah.
Is they COVID tested?
No, it is what it is. No, nah, there ain't no COVID test shit.
That's what I'm saying. So you don't need coughing all over your shit.
You don't even know what the fuck going
hey,
on.
Hey, man, you look sick. Nah. Let's get your this ass shit hot out here. They bitch, it's cold.
They wear a mask, stupid.
They wear a mask.
Yeah, okay. All right. They wear a mask when they see you. Was old boy wearing a mask?
Yes. Right.
Yeah, was Claudine wearing a mask?
Yeah. It looked like he was wearing a mask.
Right. It wasn't even Claudine. That's fucking crazy.
That's crazy, I'm telling you.
Yo, you better call your boss and find out what the fuck is going on in the office, nigga. Because they fucking up. Let them know. You better call that shit in. Hey, yo, you should have got his name. Yo, what's your name, Duke? Yo, where the fuck is Claudine at?
Nigga, like, Merc.
You know what I mean? Is she in the trunk? She might have been in the trunk.
I'm going to call Uber Eats, nigga.
I don't know, nigga. Call your nigga, office.
Nigga want me to call the office of
call
Uber Eats.
Office. Report.
Nigga would have fired. Drop just
he
shit.
Had Claudine in the trunk.
Nigga.
It wasn't even the
yo,
same
click,
car.
Click. Hey, yo. Let me see
she
what's
was in
the car.
The
it
trunk.
Was the same color, but not the same car.
Sick.
Shit was crazy.
Sick moves.
Shit was wild, man. I don't know what they was doing out here, man.
He living a different life.
You could have saved Claudine's life.
He might be Claudine.
Oh, that's sick.
He used to Claudine.
He used to be Claudine? Yeah, that could be possible.
Flip-flop at night.
You ever seen
a bitch flip-flop? To the 26th power? I have. Mm.
Oh, my God.
It's all jokes. Shout out to the flip-floppers.
I needed these laughs.
We got these neck bones.
I
got these neck bones. We were good. Go
these
to the house.
Laughs.
It's a bank. Flip flopping shit.
I'm sure you're gonna get some nice little stories. You're gonna run into some funny shit out there.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it for content for the podcast. Take the podcast to the next level, bitch.
That's what you're doing it for, huh?
Yeah,
I'm doing Uber Eats for content.
For content, what
the
fuck?
If that's the case, go get a GoPro. Mm.
What the fuck is that?
A camera, a GoPro strapped to your fucking forehead or to your chest.
Camera
and go make your little fuck ass delivery. Yeah, that's some content for you.
Camera be sweating.
Dirty
like
water delivery.
Fuck y'all niggas.
Hey, what
bro.
You doing, man? No.
Oh man.
Why does the camera sweat?
You look familiar. Drink champs.
Fuck out of here. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I ain't fucking with you niggas, man. Fuck,
deliver. How you gonna deliver that food? You gonna be eating this shit.
I'm not eating nobody's food, Moses.
No, this ain't no hamburger.
I'm not even fat to be eating somebody's food like that. Shout out to the fat people.
Mm-hmm. Uber Eats.
Right. Yeah, just make sure you use sanitizer, man.
Oh, they mail all that to me. They gonna send me all that. Good. Yeah, don't worry about it.
You supposed to have the snack machine in your
I ain't supposed to have shit.
No, that's just the regular Uber and shit. Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, make sure your hands are clean, little Uber Beats.
Mm-hmm.
Little sticky bag ass nigga. Every time I get my food,
Uber Beats. That's crazy.
Every time I get my bag, it's sticky.
Did you look at the dude's hands? He probably had like salty tips from eating your fries and shit.
I had a sandwich.
I can't believe.
Oh, yeah, mayonnaise on his hands.
You can't believe what?
Oh, that's funny.
You can't believe what?
Hey, man, like mayonnaise. I can't believe you ain't asked about Claudine. I am upset.
Nah, I actually don't even want to use Uber Eats no more. I don't even want these niggas coming to my house no more after that.
I thought they supposed to drop it off in front of your door.
Call your boss.
Walk away.
Yeah, they got contactless.
Oh, yeah, they got that too. Yeah. I would just always be like, meet at the door. Yeah.
That's what you gonna do?
That's what I've been doing.
You gonna hang it on the mailbox.
Not doing that shit no more. The other fucked up part was I was like, oh, okay, I could, you know, she's an older black lady. I was like, oh, I could ask her about how this shit run. You know what I mean? Because I'm about to start doing this shit. And here he come. I'm like, what the fuck? Hold up, yo.
You can't even ask her how you doing.
Yeah, she in the trunk. Come ask her.
I'm not fucking with y'all, man. We getting the fuck out of here.
Was the windows tinted?
No.
He murked it. You sit right there and see the homicide. All right, we got it. All right, we got it. Dirty Waters. I'm Moses. It's Day. It's Lexington.
She was sitting in the front seat. Like,
stiff as the goddamn board. This nigga. I got my sandwich.
You could have helped.
Oh my God, man.
Got the goddamn mummy wrapped around it.
This is crazy.
This is Halloween?
This is craziness. We gonna get the fuck out of here. Check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC.
Half of the body.
Facebook. Shut up, man. Shut up, man.
Hey man, that look weird. This is a good sandwich.
We on Facebook.
This is delicious.
Facebook at Dirty Water Podcast. Instagram, Dirty Water_Pod. What is it? What is it? Podcast or some shit like that? I can't remember, man. I can't remember. I ain't been here in a month. I don't even know what the fuck going on.
If anybody's seen the last
my Instagram, the my Instagram is
please at call Dirty Water. No. What happened to Claudine?
The funny thing is, I ain't even been drinking. I'm just chilling, all that, yo.
Yeah. What's your
Instagram is a Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B. Follow us on Instagram, Dirty Water_Podcast.
We on that shit. Fuck cancer. Rest in peace, Marco. Rest in peace, OG. Rest in peace, Daytoria. And we out this bitch. 2-6 and
yeah, we out. And we making shirts for Uber people missing.
Rest in peace, my cousin Shannon, too.
Oh, yeah.
914, stand up.
Word.